The Cabaret of Dr. Caligari.
Stuff, I'm afraid. So if you are going out, make sure you take your umbrella and crucifix. You're listening to the biggest noise in London, Metropolis Radio 66.
Oh, I was listening to that.
Why bother with cheap imitations, babe, when you've got a 24-carat gold original sitting right next to you?
But I like Mike Sparks.
As much as you like.
Oh, no. We all think you're the best. The other girls on the sliced meat counter are going to positively throw up with envy when I tell them how I met you tonight.
Oh, it was destiny, Tracy. Fate drew us together.
It was like something out of This Is Our Slushy Song Spot. Me at the bus stop, stranded in the rain. You cruising by in your car.
It's a BMW, Tracy.
Sorry, Rick, in your BMW. And then suddenly, pulling up at the curb and offering to take me away from all this and off to the opening of some trendy nightclub.
We were two lost and lonely spirits, Tracy. Two shipwrecked souls washed up together on the shores of an exotic tropical island.
I didn't know there were any trendy nightclubs on the Isle of Dogs, Rick.
There weren't until tonight. The invitation said this was their grand celebrity opening.
We've been driving around for ages now, Rick. You sure you know where this Calamari's is?
Caligari's.
It's a funny name, isn't it? I've been to clubs called Tipples, Snuggles, Rumours, Gossips, Splashes, Bruises, Pimps and Plurals before, but never one called Caligari's.
Oh, I love the way you say Caligari's, Tracy. I love the way your tongue kisses your lips and then goes back in again. I find it intensely erotic.
You do have a way with words, Rick.
Oh, words are my language, baby.
Why have we stopped, Rick?
Yeah.
We're there?
No, Tracy. You and I have a lot further to go tonight. But why don't we skip the detour to the disco on the way?
Rick, not on a double yellow line.
I can't help myself, babe. I've been searching for a fine lady like you for such a long, long time. For a fine lady who could take my lonely, empty life and fill it with something special. And now that I've found you, I can't wait for my filling any longer. Turn on the cassette.
You what?
The cassette. Turn it on. Oh, yeah, let me take you in my arms, Tracy. Oh, let me hold you real tight. Let me feel your body close to mine. Oh, yeah, I think you know what I'm trying to say, babe. Oh, I'm a man. You're a woman. This is a BMW. But I ain't touched you yet.
There's a man watching us.
Where?
Out there, out in the rain.
No, I can't see anyone.
He's wearing a black, shiny mat.
Bloody pervert.
No, it's not a Mac, it's a cape. What? And he's coming over. Quick, lock the door before he...
Good evening, Mr. O'Shea. My name is Dr. Caligari. I've been expecting you.
I am most sorry if it was my rather sudden appearance that caused your young companion to run away like that.
Hey, over here with that umbrella, Caligari. Ricky's hair gel's beginning to run.
I suppose it was a little melodramatic of me to loom up from out of the shadows.
Ah, don't worry about it, Kelly, baby. She was nothing special. Plenty more fishnet tights in the sea.
Quite.
Well, I hope your club's really kicking, Caligari. Ricky here's raring to go.
I think you will find it an interesting way to go. Ah, and here we are. Would you be so kind as to assist an old man by opening this door?
Why, this ruin is your club.
The door, Mr. O'Shea.
Oh, groovy.
Hey, you're right, take all that. What kind of music do you play here? Haunted house?
Soul music. Now, if you'd like to avail yourself of one of those candles, and follow me.
Oh, yeah, dig it. Well, I'll say this for you, Kelly. I've been to some theme clubs in my time, but none of them ever went to this much trouble with the decor. All these rotting drapes and giant paintings of nameless beings engaged in foul, unspeakable acts must have cost you a fortune.
We cater for a most discerning and specialized audience here. They appreciate our efforts on their behalf.
Oh, no. Hey, this isn't some kind of novelty gay night, is it? You know, you've been to heaven, now visit hell. Dig it, man. Joke, baby. Yeah, well, Ricky's strictly for the chicks, you know.
I assure you, my club is anything but gay.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, Cal. Now, I've got nothing against those guys, but my sister wouldn't like me marrying one. Who does your cobwebs?
Spiders, mostly.
At least we think they're spiders.
What? What are they?
Anthrax and Snuff, my assistants.
You employ midgets? Skinheads.
Ah, is that how you see them?
People think we're all kinds of things.
None of them nice.
And here we are at the doors to the auditorium.
Look, guys, I think it's great that you go to all this trouble to make your guests feel unwelcome, but my style is more plastic palm trees and wall-to-wall moorings. No, I really don't think this is going to be Ricky's scene at all.
But you can't go yet, Mr. O'Shea.
You're only just arrived.
You cannot disappoint our patrons. They've been waiting inside so patiently for you to entertain them.
Now, just a minute, Count Dracula. I've already done one show tonight. Ricky came here to lig, not gig.
I think you will find it to your advantage to perform.
If you know what's good for you.
Now, wait a minute. What about money? Ricky's not a charity, you know.
We know.
We know.
Payment will be made.
Payment and full.
But this is just an empty theater. An old empty theater.
Got it in one.
No audience. No disco. No nothing.
He really is very perceptive.
Anthrax.
Yes.
To the lighting desk. Snuff.
Yes.
To the orchestra pit.
Great. I get to be the band.
Mr. O'Shea, your place is center stage.
But there's no one here.
Look again, my unfortunate friend. Out beyond the footlights, out into the shadows of the theater, swathed in the reassuring shroud of darkness, your audience await. Can you not sense their hunger?
They are sitting uncomfortably.
Now we begin.
I don't have an act. I just play records.
Your record so far shall serve as your act.
An act for the prosecution.
Lights.
Yes. No. Turn them off. I can't see anything.
We can see you.
Fanfare. Ladies and gentlemen,
the cabaret of Dr. Caligari is pleased to present the first morsel on its weekly menu of the macabre. A tasty titbit plucked from the overripe vines of the ether. The tale of Mr. Rick O'Shea, or as we prefer to call it,
a one denier ear.
But I don't want to.
But you do, Mr. O'Shea. You do.
I do.
I love the way Caligari does that.
His hypnotism's not bad either.
Mr. O'Shea, we're waiting.
Groovy. For both of you who don't know me, I'm a DJ for Metropolis Radio. Now you might find that glamorous. You might envy me. But let me tell you, it can be the loneliest job in the world. Every weekend, one-night stands in discos and clubs around London. And every weekday, locked into a studio, sharing myself with the city. A listening ear, some soothing soul, a voice in the dark to reach out and draw comfort from. Hey, I'm not a DJ, I'm a social worker.
And that just about wraps it up for me for another evening. Now it's time to pass you over to the capable hands of Rick O'Shea, who's going to be taking you on through the night. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Mike.
All right, Rick.
All right, Mike.
Have a good weekend, Rick.
Oh, I had a great one, Mike. I was down at Smooch's in Croydon on Saturday night with the Pillow Talk Roadshow, and I met a great bunch of crazy people, and I'm going to be playing some dedications for them later on in the show. And Sharon, I do mean you.
Sounds terrific, Rick.
She was, Mike. But hey, let's start the program before I say too much and get thrown off the air.
Goodbye, Rick.
On your bike, Mike. And a big hi to all you night people out there, and welcome to the
Pillow Talk Chatline.
This is Rick O'Shea here, aiming for your hearts and the parts other DJs can't reach with the Pillow Talk Chatline. Now I've got all the best in smoochy soul, some great competitions, and the stars of the show are you. So all you fine ladies out there, why not ring me right now for some intimate contact. And fellas, hey, you can ring too on the
Pillow Talk Chat Line.
Mm-hmm.
12 till 2.
Sing it goes.
Rick O'Shea.
Does what?
Snuggles down with you.
Crucial. And while we wait for the first caller, here's Luther Vandross. Chillin'. Luther Vandross there, and the first caller tonight is Donna from Peckham. Hello there, Donna.
Hello, Rick. I'm a first-time caller, so I'm a little bit nervous.
Hey, there's a first time for everyone, Donna. I promise I'll be gentle with you.
I'd like a request, Rick.
Me too, Donna. Say, you sure have a sexy voice.
I've got a cold, Rick.
Ooh, but you're making me hot, Donna.
Hey, Rick, you're bad.
But I'm also real good.
I'd like a request for everyone in the Peckham posse. Mm-hmm. A Binky, Boodle, Dinky, Sniddle, Doink, and Clyde.
Donna, tell me a bit more about yourself.
And then Betty J, Turbo B, Typhoon T.
Oh, you're blonde, Donna. You have a blonde voice.
Widget Tonka.
I like blonde.
Tinker Taylor, Soldier Spider, Mr. Cool, Mr. Whippy, Mr. J.R. Hartley.
What colour underwear do you have on, Donna?
Barney McGrew, Perspectable Grub, and for anyone else who knows me. And I'd like anything by Luther Vandross.
Luther Vandross, it is, Donna, and because it's been so great talking with you, if you leave your phone number with reception, I'll make sure you're sent a great big Pillow Talk package full of car stickers, lovely bugs, and the famous Pillow Talk pillowcase.
Oh, thank you, Rick.
You will leave the phone number, won't you, Donna?
Oh, yes, Rick.
Good. Then I will be in touch. And now for Donna and all the posse keeping the faith down there in Peckham, here's Luther Vandross. Luther Vandross there. And next up on the
Pillow Talk Chatline,
we have a big beefy bloke for all you girls out there.
Pillow Talk Chatline. Loud and clear.
Mm-hmm. Sing it, girls.
ricochet puts his tongue in your ear.
If I get half a chance. Well, we have Keith from, where exactly are you from, Keith?
Yesterday, Rick.
Yesterday's in Clapham, Keith.
No, you're yesterday's, Rick.
Do we know each other? You're going to have to give me a bit more to go on, mate.
Well, of course, you weren't called Rick O'Shea in those days. Your name
no,
was
hey, that's
Rick
a secret, that's...
Sure! Great name for a minicab driver, stupid one for a DJ.
Now, look, hold on a minute. Keith. Keith Chigwell.
Yeah!
Well, how you going, mate? Hey, me and this man go back a long way, listeners. Way back to the pirate radio days before most of you were born. Me and Keith, 2,000 singles in an army surplus pontoon moored just outside the legal limits. Oh, the things we used to get up to, eh, Keith? I bet you've got a few favourite memories.
Oh, I have, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my money?
Always joking, eh, Keith?
Yeah, that's me, always joking. Where's my bloody money?
What money's that, Keith?
Oh, I think you know, Rick.
No.
Remember this golden oldie? What? It's 1966. The big boys on the mainland are getting interested in signing up some of the pirates. And Rick Shaw's got the idea that if he goes to London and makes a few of the right kind of contacts, he can carve out a lucrative and legitimate new career for himself and his cabin mate.
Yeah, well,
all he needs is a few thousand quid to grease a few palms.
Look,
he needs is a long-term loan, and he'll see that I'm all right.
Yeah, well, that would...
But you didn't see me all right, did you? In fact, you never saw me again. You jumped ship, Rick. And I sank right along with Radio Jolly Roger.
Look, is this some kind of late April Fool's joke?
Wait till you hear the punchline!
No, it's a good gag, mate, but it's not funny anymore, mate. So I'm afraid I have to cut you off, mate. Look, let's stop and take a break.
Are you depressed? Suicidal.
What?
Feel you just can't go on any longer.
What is this?
You know there are times when almost all of us need a helping hand. If this is one of those times for you, why not ring Exit, the Society for Voluntary Euthanasia?
What?
Always willing to lend a helping hand.
Are you listening?
Someone seems to be playing about with my tapes. Welcome back, night people. This is Rick O'Shea, just salivating with soul. And right now, it's time for a crazy competition. Yes, I've got a super snug, body-hugging Metropolis Radio t-shirt here that's just longing to wrap itself around your nubile young body bits. And all you have to do is ring me right now and give me the name of Luther Vandross's pet, Gerbil. All I need is the name of... No, wait, I have a caller. Hello, and what is the Gerbil called?
Bastard.
That's not the name I have on the card.
You're a real bastard, Rick.
Janice? No, I told you not to ring me at work.
When was the last time you called me?
Well,
the last time you visited the kids?
I sent them autographed pictures.
You've got their names wrong.
I sent them tickets for the Pillow Talk Roadshow.
They're toddlers, Rick. The bouncers threw them out. They want a father, not the chance to take part in a wet T-shirt contest. And I need the maintenance you owe me.
Janice, who put you up to this?
You bastard!
Wait, don't... Yes, time for some music. Here's, Luther Vandross. Here's, Soul to Soul.
You sold your soul, Rick.
Janice? Oh, now here's a jingle.
Welcome to the show with a hit.
Yeah.
And the world's
all right.
Biggest chips. Pillow Talk Chatline.
Rick O'Shea here, speaking on what must be some sick radio version of This Is Your Life. Great joke, guys. No, really great. I love it. Haven't had a crazy time like this since the weekend. Oh, and a big hi to Sharon, if she's listening. Ooh, yeah. Thank you, Sharon.
I am listening.
Sharon?
Yeah? Sharon from Smooshies.
Oh, no.
Sharon who won your sexiest dress competition. Sharon who you asked backstage, remember?
Yes.
Come back and see your 12-inch single, you said. Huh. compact, this small, like.
What?
And when I laughed, and when I said you were old enough to be my dad, that's when you got nasty, wasn't it? Sexiest dressed. I burnt that dress the next morning. I've got bruises, Rick. I hurt. And I'm going to get you.
I don't believe this. I don't know what's going on.
We all now face a deadly threat. A disease which is passed intimately from person to person and which can make you very sick indeed. It is called Rick O'Shea. His father should have worn a condom.
Shut up! Shut up!
Hey, Rick!
What?
This is Hogarth Rover in the Flying Eyeball with the latest traffic report from our vantage point high over the city.
What's going on?
We're currently flying over the Metropolis Radio Tower, and below me, I can see London's most notorious accident Blackstone.
I know, it's me!
You're listening to Metropolis Radio, 66.6 FM. This is Mike Sparks with tonight's news headlines. Industrial relations. DJ Ricochet defaults on loan from former colleague.
What?
The economy. DJ Ricochet denies his family maintenance in order to feed serious cocaine habits.
How did they find out about...
DJ Ricochet in backstage wrestling match with distraught teenager. And finally, on a lighter note, we just received news of the sudden death of DJ Ricochet, who earlier today resigned from his job at a major London radio station. Police officers found him dead at his Hampstead home after he had apparently hung himself with a super snug, body-hugging, neck-snapping Metropolis Radio t-shirt.
No!
Hello, Rick. I'd like a request.
All right, then. Piss off!
It's for everyone in the Balham Soul Patrol.
All right, then. Everyone in the Balham Soul Patrol, piss off!
Look, there's no need to be rude, Rick. We listen to your show every night.
Oh, there's a need, all right. A need to stop smiling and be as rude as I bloody well like. Well, I don't know who's behind all this. But let me tell you something. I don't give a toss. You thought this would bother me? Nothing bothers me. I'll survive. I always do. And you know why? Because the only thing I listen to, the only thing that really matters to me, is the sound of my own voice. So you can slag me off to your receiver's rot because I can't hear you. Because I'm taking my headphones off. Only please, now please, get out of my head!
In Christ's name, Rick, what the hell do you think you're playing at? The power goes down, and while we try to fix it, you lock the door and sit in the dark mumbling to yourself. And when we do get it back and we switch that call from Balham through to you, you swear at him! Have you been drinking? Are you drunk? Right. Get off the floor and get out, then. You're finished here. Do you hear that, Rick? Finished! Rick? Rick? Are you all right? Christ! There's blood all over the carpet tiles. Call an ambulance!
Yeah. What's happened?
See for yourself.
Oh, my God. He's torn off his own ears!
Hello, Doc. Chat line!
Bravo, Mr. O'Shea. A poetic end to a most entertaining story.
Yeah, nice one, Van Gogh.
Here, here.
I couldn't help myself. I had to tell this story.
Confession is so good for the soul. I think you'll agree.
It had to be told.
Mr. O'Shea, if you will be so kind as to allow me to lay my hands upon the bloodied stumps of your oral apparatus.
Yuck.
Voila!
My ears!
Restored.
But that's impossible.
Within these walls, the wonders never cease.
Wait, I think I understand now.
Well, I'm glad one of us does.
This whole thing is some kind of a warning, isn't it? The story I told is what will happen to me if I leave here tonight unchanged, right? I have to make amends.
Too little and too late, I'm afraid, Mr. O'Shea. Your death was an exit, not a revolving door.
No.
That which you have narrated has already taken place. That which lies ahead of you is unimaginable.
But I'm walking and talking.
And dead.
And you'd best start getting used to it.
Because as far as we know, there's no known cure.
No, this is all a trick. It's some kind of sick joke. I drove here tonight. After my radio show, I picked up a girl on the way. If I was dead, she would have noticed.
I wouldn't flatter myself if I was you, Rick.
Tracy, thank God you've come back. Get me out of here. These people are lunatics.
But you promised me a good time, Rick. Remember?
Tracy, what are you doing? Why are you taking off your dress?
I'm slipping into something more comfortable, Rick.
What?
Give us a hand with my face, will you?
What? Oh, my God!
And that's what I call a thripper. One last clip and...
Oh, that was great! I was sweating like a pig in there. What a smell!
I preferred you as Tracy.
Those tights weren't half constricting.
My assistant acted as bait, Mr. O'Shea. A tasty, wriggling titbit to hook your predatory soul.
And you made me act out my story.
Because we're saving
you. Nasty bits of work.
And just a taste of things to come. Anthrax, snuff. Open the stage trapdoor.
Live in hell!
Call it Hades.
Call it the Abyss.
Call it Alpha 6. Hey, sleeper!
Escort Mr. O'Shea to the edge of the inferno.
No! No! I'll do anything! Anything you want! I'll give up broadcasting! I'll go somewhere! But no one might hear from me again!
Hey!
And let that be a lesson to the rest of you. The Cabaret of Dr. Caligari is hosted by Sylvester McCoy as Snuff, Victoria Wicks as Anthrax, and myself, John Woodbine. You have been listening to A Word in Your Ear, an exercise in blatant wish fulfillment by the author, in which you heard Kerry Shale as Rick O'Shea, Jane Whittenshaw as Tracy, Adjua Ando as Donna, Mark Straker as Keith, and Clarence Smith as Sparks. The Cabaret of Dr. Caligari is written by Alan Gilby and directed by Anne Eddy.